This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Mm-hmm. What's Holly Morris ready to do?
What's she going to do today?
Go suck that honey down. Good stuff.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Go suck that honey down. Good
stuff. Why men's rooms?
Wow. Holly Morris.
What they were doing today. She was catching bees. I'm not really sure exactly what it was, but whatever it was. Bees.
Bees, they're ripping my flesh off.
Bees.
You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
Hey. Sorry, I'm at the where's the bees thing?
Bees, they're tearing.
Go suck that honey down. Good stuff.
Honey.
Oh, honey.
Oh, it's honey. See, I heard it differently the first time.
So did I.
She must be with beekeepers.
Yes.
That's what she was doing today?
Bees. That's why I said she's the bee's knees.
Bees, they're tearing my flesh off.
Go suck that honey down. Good stuff.
Honey.
Sure. I tell you, she's hot.
Suck it down.
She is hot.
Good stuff. Yeah. Well, this will be the draft show.
Mm-hmm.
And very exciting. I know you're wondering if we have anything prepped. Our man, Steve Buckhantz, is here.
Hey, good.
He's made a deal with the devil. He has made a deal. I'm ready to look at him. Look at his tan.
Here he is. God damn handsome he is.
He's gotten better looking.
Well, the white shirt.
How could that be?
Shows off.
I'm gay for him. I'm freely admitting it here on national radio. Semi-national radio.
Local radio.
Local semi-national.
Regional
treasure radio.
Spotty.
He really shouldn't even be in here right now, actually.
No, you've got to get out of here.
We're going to leave right now, Steve.
We've
not started yet.
This is our time, and then we're going to introduce you, and it's going to be a flowery thing.
Right,
you should have been told that by a staff member.
He snuck in. I was all halfway to getting him upstairs.
Yeah, I know. You handle the TV people so roughly, Rob.
Yeah, so Steve's here.
Yeah, he is.
He's here.
We're going to give him the big intro.
And we got the NFL music stuff. And
isn't it cool, though, that we've got a real sportscaster to host our draft today? I mean, this is a real big deal.
I was going to mention, Mike, that we really put some thought and preparation into presenting this.
Good.
Listen to the production elements that we have.
The Don and Mike Show 2007 Damn Dummy Fantasy Football On-Air Draft.
Yeah.
Strong, huh?
That's great. Fancy. That's great.
Uh-huh.
With your host, Steve Buckhantz.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
And then Rob was feeling real creative, so he wrote this one.
More after this.
Some of his best work.
How did dude get through that? How was dude able to get through that grueling production session?
It sounds to me like Rob was having some hallucinogenic brownies or something, because those are some of the most wicked liners I've ever heard.
I have to share, though, a moment that I shared with Don before we went on the air. When we were starting to do our own thing, we want Steve to come in the second break and do an intro for him. Mm-hmm. And I guess you said that to Rob. And Rob's way of getting Steve out of the studio was, "Can I see you a minute?
Can I steal you for a moment?"
Yes.
Which really is like he was going to some like what you'd say to somebody if you wanted to get them in a mafia hit in the back of a car.
Well,
can I steal you for a second? You know, hello, Carlo.
It worked for a while.
It was funny. As Mike said, you know, you're the worst maitre d' in the world.
Really, you are.
He is great at so many things, but he's a bad maitre d'.
I mean, we know Buckhantz well enough to tell him, listen,
just
stay out for the first break.
First break.
Wait until we actually start the draft. We're going to have the semblance of a regular show for the first break here.
It is too funny. It really is. But I'm excited about the draft.
Before it all gets away from us. Mm-hmm. And this will be the draft show. It'll be the last show before we take a little Labor Day break. So as a way to salute the end of summer, because we don't have anything new from the Belcher, I know it's been a long time since we've started the show with this patriotic tape.
Then let the explosions begin. Oh, wait a minute. We need a countdown. Are you ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off!
Fireworks.
Baraka!
He's just getting started, too.
Warming up.
Oh, that's nice!
Oh my God. Just react to the fireworks, ass hat. Stop singing along. That's what I said to him.
Come on, we want some more. More fireworks. Yeah. Oh, wait. Look at the sparkles.
There you go.
The flashes.
He loves them.
The sparkle joy. Yeah.
Shut up.
This is unbelievable!
Unbelievable!
Oh my God! We're getting sparkles all over the sky!
Sparkles!
Red, white, and blue! Unbelievable!
Unbelievable!
Oh! The flashing!
Flashing.
Oh my God! This is the best flashing I've ever seen!
Liar!
He likes the sparkles.
He enjoys the fireworks.
Kaboom! Kaboom! Oh, my God! This is unbelievable!
Unbelievable.
Red, white, blue, green! Sparkles! Oh! Oh, wow! Red, green! Uh-oh! Ha, ha, ha! Ha, ha, ha! This is unbelievable!
Unbelievable, again. The person sitting in front of him got power washed.
More after this. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello!
Oh, hi there.
He's mentally retarded.
He's not.
No, he's not retarded.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz?
Does the expression shut your ass up ring any bell?
Born gay.
Hi there.
Go suck that honey down.
Yeah,
good
baby.
Stuff.
Right, Holly.
Now, here's something that really crawled up my nose and went to sleep.
Oh, here's the newest one from Senator Craig.
I hope Idahoans will allow me to continue serving gay people at the Minneapolis airport.
Good.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Yes, Senator.
Why men's rooms?
It's always going to have a taint to it.
Right. Stop that. It's silly.
That's silly.
Very silly indeed.
Silly indeed.
I am not gay.
Right, I heard that.
That boy gayed in a handbag full of rainbows.
Now, here's something that really crawled up my nose and went to sleep.
We heard that one already.
Guess how big it is. It's the size of a stick of butter.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I don't know you. Who is this? Don't come here. I'm hanging up the phone. Prank caller. Prank caller.
Prank call. Prank call.
What glorious goo.
Yeah.
Stupid dick.
What's that look like?
Looks like baby vomit.
Yeah.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Charlie and Harrigan.
Born gay.
This big ad.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Welcome.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. It's a funny show.
The show's going to be funny.
Go suck that honey down.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
All right, Holly.
The show is great.
All right, here we go, everybody. Hi, Little Brains, Don and Mike show, and it's SHI Thursday, bad word for poop, yeah. If you use the initials. It's a takeoff on TGIF.
Ah. Thank you for the explanation. Hey, you can start the show any day with Aretha Franklin, yeah. As far as I'm concerned.
Show happy. It's Thursday. Funny. Show happy. It's Aretha.
You know, she still manages to look stunning, too.
Oh, she does.
More of her to love.
Can you imagine how big her stool would be? After a long weekend of... Well, I can't imagine her doing much bathing or boating, but I can picture her cooking out and doing some barbecue.
Oh, making barbecue as we speak.
And I'd like to follow her in the bathroom.
Yes. Wouldn't that be fun?
Even better. At an old-time family reunion where it's hot as balls, and there's only one porta-potty,
yeah.
And everybody really has to go, and they go, how come no one's going in there? Well, Aretha's in there.
Oh. It's not even at the house. You know, it's on a lot somewhere where they have gathered some picnic tables in the 101-degree hot sun of the South.
Every day that the lovely Queen of Soul has a bowel movement, it's a Labor Day.
God bless her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. I'd like to read her contract, Ryder. What yellow is it? The yellow M&M she has taken out, or is it, you know, we're not sure which M&M she has.
Removed. I think she likes all of them.
All of them. Yeah.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hi guys, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I just got back from Europe this summer, and I brought you guys a bottle of absinthe. I don't know if you want it.
We'll take any booze you have for us.
Very nice.
You'll find, especially on today's show, that some of us actually enjoy a cocktail or two.
Uh-huh.
Well, they had three kinds. They had 70%, 75%, and 80%. And I bought you guys the 80%. It's a black absinthe.
Well, let's go to our expert Buzz. Buzz, what do you know, Dale, about black absinthe?
Dale. I've never heard of black absinthe before, but it sounds powerful and
desirable. Lord, it is a powerful, strong drink.
80 proof.
They had 70 proof was green, 75 proof was red, mm-hmm. and the 80 proof was black.
Probably 160 proof, 80%
alcohol. 80%
alcohol.
Oh, 80% alcohol. Sorry, yeah.
160 proof?
Right.
Yeah, and I don't trust black apps.
That's why it works so well.
Let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
How fast can you get your white ass down here?
Well, I've got little ones in the car, so probably not today, but I could drop it off sometime next week.
With my black absinthe.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Give it to Buzz. Buzz is the connoisseur.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Buzz? All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, honey. Have you ever heard of black absinthe?
Really? No, I haven't.
I've heard of Black Peter.
Intriguing.
That'd be a good radio name for a soul DJ.
Black Absinthe.
You're listening to the Black Absinthe Show.
From the heart of Bed-Stuy.
I have your weather forecast.
I have today's forecast for you. Hot.
Hello there. Donna Mike Show.
Have you ever heard the legendary story of Aretha Franklin, the piano, and the Cheetos?
I don't believe we have.
No, is it a good story?
Allegedly, back in the day, one day, when Miss Franklin was composing a legendary tune on her piano, so a few of the keys went dead, so of course they summoned a piano repairman who came in and discovered that several keys were deadened by orange piles of Cheeto dust.
Oh, come on.
I don't care if it's true or not. I love that story.
You couldn't deaden a piano key with Cheeto dust?
Sure you could.
No, you couldn't.
Sure you could if it got on the right, key, and it built up. I like the fact that it's not a Cheeto, but that it's Cheeto dust.
That's a lot. Cheetos.
No, listen, Lady
you've
Soul.
You've eaten Cheetos. They're horrible. They cake on everything.
Lady Soul has someone there with some sort of a fluffer, some sort of a thing to go
fluffer?
Over.
Wow. You mean a feather duster?
Yes.
To dust the Cheeto dust?
dust. I like to think that Lady Soul doesn't leave her crumbs and leaving everywhere.
It would seem to me that if she was eating Cheetos at the piano, that she would have the bag on top of the piano and perhaps the dust could get down into the keys.
Here's a more believable one if you want an urban legend. I heard one time when they had to clean Elton John's piano off.
Oh no.
Okay.
There was a hardened crust all over the keys.
Jesus.
He wasn't eating Cheetos.
Sir Elton.
No.
I think that was Neil Sedaka's piano.
Yes, both of them. The keys just went after a while.
Idiot.
Hello. Hello. Oh, my gosh. What's this? Hello. Don and Mike show.
Just suck that honey down. Good stuff.
Was that Elmo?
I think it was a Holly Morris call.
I believe it was.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah. Is it going to be a best of Don and Mike Monday?
No.
No, it'll be a brand new live show.
We'll be here.
Oh, you'll be live Monday?
Yes, live Monday.
We're taking tomorrow off.
Oh, I thought you guys were going off for like a week or two.
No.
We wouldn't do that to you. Live show on Monday.
Live show. As a matter of fact, live show every day till the end of the year except for Friday.
Always work Labor Day, don't you?
All right.
Happy happy Labor Day. We just decided because we're going to be working Labor Day that we would actually take tomorrow.
Call us Labor of Love.
I will be too working.
Call us Monday.
But I'll be listening.
Right. Well, we have empathy for those who, like us, shun vacations and say, screw it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And tomorrow, because we want to give you more live programming, it will not be a best of show. The Grease Man will be here.
All right. Thank you.
Doug Tracht. It'll be the Doug Tracht show.
Live.
And don't forget, Monday morning, you guys will be in Landover Mall filling the boot for Jerry's Kids.
Absolutely. Just look for Don and myself with our red suspenders on.
Don't fill it like last year.
Don and Mike show, hello. Yeah, that's what Elton John filled the boot with, too.
Oh, that's a bad boot.
It's an expression.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, the Aretha story's true, man, but it wasn't Cheeto dust. It was actually chicken fat that was caught up in the keys.
Oh, now, come on.
That's the story's true,
chicken
man.
Chicken fat?
You know, someone back there in the...
Come on.
One of the members of the Tweedledee and Tweedledum Club in the back room should Google that for us,
Find out if this is an urban legend or if she ever had any problem with her piano.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Doesn't absinthe kill you if you drink too much?
Oh no. You know what? You just couldn't help yourself.
It's Gladys Kravitz from Wichita, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And now here to handle the call, Rob Spiewak.
What is the current status of your band, Gladys?
Maynard D. Rob Spiewak. Rob, who cannot gently grab a TV personality and say, excuse me.
Without it becoming incredibly transparent.
Would you mind sitting in the other room while they do the opening break? Maybe I can get you a beverage. Rob can't handle that. But when
there's an elderly woman several thousand miles away.
An elderly dry woman.
Watch him go to town.
What about the vagina?
Gladys Kravitz, Nay Potter, what is the current state of your ban?
Of my what?
Your ban.
B-A-N. Ban.
Oh, I don't know.
What did they say about rules when you were in the military, Gladys?
This is August.
No, duh. What would...
let me just refresh everyone that Gladys is a lady who lives in a one-room shack in Wichita.
A lot of kids.
No air conditioning.
Right.
Like the old lady in the shoe.
Uh-huh.
And no air conditioning, no heat. She has a very dry condition in her nether regions.
Right.
And God love her. She's addicted to only one thing in life. It's this show.
And she has been listening, sending cards, and calling for how many years now, Gladys?
I think it's at least almost 15.
15 years.
She would call every single day if we allowed her to. We had to ban her.
Yeah. Banning means she is not allowed to call. She goes on restriction when she's not allowed to call. And the suspensions, restrictions, detentions have become stronger and stronger over the years. The most recent one, Rob, was how many months?
I'm going to guess it was through Christmas, but I've checked my calendar and there's been an extension filed. You can call on June 1st of next year.
You know, the thing is that, you know, she's a pisser.
She is.
But
she also swayed the presidential election.
Oh, she lost it for him.
Yeah.
She is a very loyal listener of this show.
Yes, she is.
And actually behind the scenes, she's rather sweet. Even though we all laughed at her glamour shot photo that she sent.
We did.
She sent Mike. Mm-hmm.
We'd like to, you know what? I'd like to have a current photo, Gladys.
Oh, okay.
A tasteful nude?
So would I, baby.
Yeah, how about from the waist up, a tasteful nude?
You can cover you can cover the tips.
The what?
The tips.
T-I-P-S.
Okay.
T-I-P-S.
Did you just say the T word?
No, he didn't.
Heavens no.
Heavens no.
Gladys, do you have nice, beautiful breasts?
I do.
Oh, I don't.
I do.
I don't believe that. I bet your children gnarled them.
Now, see, you've made Mike spit out his water.
Do you remember one of Gladys? This is why I don't hate Gladys. I agree, Rob. She needs to be disciplined. I don't know if she needs the full-out ban, but she's brought us some great moments, like when her crackhead kid.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when their Judy's son was, she was locking her son in the closet or
right,
something?
Right, absolutely.
My favorite moment is when she sent us all a bunch of cards, and I returned them all. Return to sender, addressee deceased.
That was very mean.
That was funny.
It was mean, and that's funny you say that.
No, my retarded son is not.
How old is he now?
He's 17, and he's a football star. And I will send you an article with a current picture, if you don't mind.
Oh, send a picture.
Yeah, and a picture of yourself. And that has a C in it. Picture.
Okay.
Picture, not pitcher. A pitcher is what you pour lemonade out of.
Mm-hmm. I went to Cape Cod this summer and almost...
Good. Listen
and
to
that's
this.
What, and now I'm beginning to remember the joy, right, where she doesn't acknowledge things that are said to her.
Gladys, listen to what I have to say. Just
I'm
like the military,
darling.
Just like the military, we have rules. You may have 2 minutes to call the program.
Tell me about Cape Cod,
in
darling.
December.
Ignore that, man. Tell me about
Do
Cape Cod.
Do not call until December. Now,
tell me
hang
about
up the
Cape
phone.
Cod.
Put
tell
the
me
phone
about
in the cradle.
Tell
put
me
it in the cradle.
Tell
hang
me
it
about
up.
Cape
I
Cod.
Want you to hang
tell
up.
Me about
I want
Cape
you to push down on
tell
the button.
Tell me about
and disconnect
Cape Cod.
The phone. I want you to cut the wire.
Hello?
Yeah, she is.
No, we tried to go to a Red Sox game, but we could not get tickets.
Huh. Oh, that's wonderful.
When you were on the beach at Cape Cod, did bugs circle your body?
Have they lost that game yet? Incidentally, have they lost the third game to the Yankees for the complete sweep of the series in New York?
Oh,
is the game over? Is the misery over yet?
Do you remember when she was at Cape Cod, Don, the big article in the paper about the red tide?
Hey, did you get rid of the case?
I don't think that's possible.
I think it is.
Isn't it true, Gladys, that when you went up to Cape Cod, you got a case of the horseshoe crabs?
No, I did get a pair of crabs. Uh-huh. I did get crabs for my earrings.
Oh, but, did you? See, therein lies another comment she
I
makes
love her.
That I don't understand what she's saying.
What about when you were back in the Army, when you were Gladys Potter, the gonad gobbler? Or was it Air Force that she was in, Robin?
I think she was the pump at the base for the Army, wasn't she?
Were you an airwoman?
Where did you pump?
Get it straight, Rob. I was in the Air Force.
With you around, it's very hard to get it straight.
What rank did you achieve, Gladys?
I was a sergeant.
Oh, wow.
Sergeant Pump.
Sergeant Four.
Well,
can I say something?
I bet you can.
Go right ahead.
Yes, what?
Speaking of the military, I have a son that's at third year at K-State. And
did you show him the picture of you leaning over the Jeep?
What?
My son had a company the other night, and it was the guy that played Forrest Gump as a little boy, and he's in the military.
Well,
I bet he's grown up to be a handsome lad.
Oh, no, he hasn't.
Did you let him get to third base?
They
reenacted the scene from Forrest Gump when Gladys took off her top.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what we require, Gladys, an updated photo topless.
Oh, no, you don't want that, honey.
We do.
You know, Elvis used to say, let's turn off the house lights. You know what I look like? I would like to see what you look like out there.
And then, of course, we make her turn around.
Do a spin.
That's right.
Turn around, honey.
That's Gladys Kravitz. She just bought me a Bentley today.
You know what else would be good is, could you shave your head like you did when you were back in the Air Force? You'd look like G.I. Jane.
All right.
Oh, it's pretty short.
Listen, Gladys.
Shave it all.
I wish we had more time to talk, Gladys.
It's always
I just wanted to say hi.
It's always awkward when you are on the phone, Gladys.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, okay, awkward. I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, Gladys,
she goes, giving us nothing to respond to again.
I got to tell you, though, Gladys. You know that Batman thing you sent me?
Oh, yeah.
That's on my desk every day.
I know it. And I'm looking for a Robin for you. Damn.
What? What happened? Now, see, why did you just stop talking?
The only Robin that I want from you is in that bird's nest that's in your pants.
Oh, God. That incredible bird nest with pieces of scrap paper, string.
It looks a little like a hornet's nest, like gray paper.
It's worse than a FEMA trailer down there.
Now, Gladys,
it is flame retardant.
I want you to repeat that you can call for 90 seconds in the latter part of December. Do you understand?
Oh, come on.
I'll call whenever I get an inkling.
Hey, listen to her now, huh?
Spunky.
She's taking the initiative.
Tough as nails, bitch. That's what you get from the military.
Hey.
Yeah.
She took four guys in a Jeep.
All right, Gladys. We'll see you later, honey.
All right. Bye, guys. Love you.
Bye, Gladys.
Goodbye.
Go back and play Fill the Foxhole.
That was fun.
Rob has a special relationship with Gladys.
She is such a hemorrhoid.
Listen, he's right in this regard. If we let her prattle on for a while, once we got through all of the topics that we know and love with her, like her retarded son and her problem with vaginal dryness.
And her time when she was a pump in the military.
And you get beyond that, and then it's like...
There's nothing there.
She wants to tell us about her trip to Target.
Yeah, and it's just not fun, and she doesn't listen, and she doesn't express herself clearly. It's a pain in the ass.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, but she is our most loyal fan.
She truly is.
She is.
Some of them have died.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello there, fellas.
Hey.
Hey, I was listening to yesterday's show, like I do as many days as I can.
Thank you very much.
And afterwards, I went on the internet, and I was curious about... But Mike was talking about the tape of Holly Morris.
Just suck that honey down. Good stuff.
All right. And I recognize this woman. All right. I dig this. About 3 years ago, I worked in politics in D.C., and I went to an event on the Mall that was, for Fox News or whatever. And I walked back to my car with my buddy, and we saw this woman who was also at the party walk up to her car down by Main Avenue where the seafood market is. And he pointed out, he goes, that's... I don't remember her name.
Holly.
Holly Morris.
Mm-hmm. The local Fox. He goes, she's a local Fox girl, whatever. And I thought she was attractive. And I swear on my mother, it's the truth. She walked up to her car, which is like a blue Miata type thing.
Yeah.
It was summertime. The top was down. And she did about one of the sexiest things I've ever seen in my life.
What's that?
Just before she stepped in the car, she, in one moment, reached inside under her dress, pulled off her panties, and then sat in the car. To drive off. I'm a convertible guy. You know
that is a payoff. I'm a little bit surprised.
I want to believe.
I have to wonder.
Do you think it's not true?
No, it might be true. It might also be the stink factor. She might have been one of those days they had her like wearing wooden shoes, dancing in Amish country. And she got into her car and she's like, God, I've been waiting to peel these things off.
She was working the zip line again.
Yeah. All right, but we'll live with that for the moment.
I'm going to enjoy that because I think more than anybody on the show, I might have the hots for Holly.
Oh, but from that tape, I mean, that is a very good-looking woman.
Yeah.
She is.
Just suck that honey down. Good stuff.
Right. There was a time when Gladys Kravitz was a good-looking woman, too.
This is true. This is true.
You got to do it quickly.
Look at her now. Thank you. That turned me on.
Good story.
You have to do it quickly.
That's right.
Get her done.
All right, we got to break when we come back. Oh, it's time to open the bar. It's time to set the draft order.
I'll need the supplies moved in here, please.
If everybody has got their cheat sheets ready,
yes.
I think everybody's set up with the. Has everybody got their spot right for where they're going to be? Yes. Actually,
I remember mine's number four.
No, I meant physically in the studio. Does everybody?
Where
know
are we all going to be?
Okay, it's you and me and Buck Hance.
We don't have to move, right?
And Bobo in here,
right?
And then it's Rob and Joe and. Matt Goldstein.
Buzz and Joe and Matt Goldstein
there, and then John all the way in the very back.
Very good. We're ready for the draft, and it's going to be hosted by a real legitimate sports guy.
So Goldstein has a microphone?
Yes.
Matt's got his own microphone?
Yeah, he'll be right here.
I like just calling him Goldstein.
He can share it with Artinger.
Goldstein, his mother's not real happy about him.
I'm not happy.
No, she's not. Mike?
Paula.
More after this.
I like that.
Good work, Rob.
This is the Don and Mike Show.